Welcome, everyone, to the Conscious Business Telesummit. This is Adela Rubio, your host, and our call at this time is with Christina Hills, who will be joining us shortly. Get your website built without being a slave to a webmaster. So this is our connection and community time. So who would like to check in and say hello? Alicia is checking in on the webcast. Yeah, I have more energy than anyone you know. Well, one, I do. You know, that's how you know that you're lined up with the right kind of work. The energy just flows and it moves you. So it's not so much you doing the work. It's you're being moved to do the work. So thank you for noticing. Apparently, I am passionate about conscious business. So thanks. Thanks for being with us here, Alicia. Anyone else want to say hello? Let us know that you're here. Welcome to the Conscious Business Telesummit. This is Adela Rubio, your host.
Hello, Adela.
Hello, Tanya.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing so good. Yeah.
This is good. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad you'll be here, too, because Christina is really the expert with WordPress. So, yeah, I'm very excited to share her because I'm in her community. And I can't even say I've taken her course fully. I haven't even completed it. But with just what I did, I've been able to do my websites just with the calls that I've attended. So,
okay.
Yeah, she's the bomb, as we would say in NORC. So, yeah.
Well, I'm truly now looking forward to the WordPress queen.
Yeah. Well, I think she's known as the shopping cart queen. This is why I'm especially excited because it's like one big package with lots of, you know, extra bonus packages because she knows all the different pieces. And that is one of the areas where you can really get stuck is in putting together all the pieces. So that's also why I'm especially excited because she also is an expert at one shopping cart and she knows how to integrate all these different pieces. So it's very exciting.
All right. Yes, I agree. Well, thank you yet again.
Yeah, you're welcome, darling. Glad to have you here.
Okay. I'll be waiting.
Okay, wonderful. Anyone else want to say hello? Let us know that
Hi,
you're here.
Stella. It's Alicia from Georgia.
Hello, Alicia from Georgia. Great to have you here. I'd love to have my regular conscious business folks who show up on the calls and interact. So thank you. Thank you, darling. And, yeah, so this is a great time to submit any questions that you have because Christina knows a lot, not only about WordPress, but about shopping carts, autoresponders, blogs. I mean, she is a treasure trove of information. And we can't possibly cover everything. That's why I have, you know, folks like Christina who are, you know, like this fountain of information. And the kind of offer that you'll get on this call today is going to be really juicy and fabulous. Because she's got a wonderful course coming up. But do submit your questions. If you have questions on WordPress that can be answered on this call, and if we can, we will. And just submit them now so we've got them all lined up. Let me just welcome some of our webcast folks. Anna from Edmonton, good afternoon all. Great to have you here. Baylan, wonderful to have you here again from San Francisco checking in. It's great to have you folks all here. Anyone else want to check in on our bridge line? Say hello.
Hi, Adela. It's Manisa.
Hello, Manisa. Great to have you back.
Thanks. Hey, Adela. It's Joanne.
Hey, Joanne.
Hi there.
Yeah, this feels great. Love to hear all the familiar voices. Thank you for being here. This is a different energy telesummit. Can you tell already? I'm excited about it just because there is a techie aspect to me from the years when I used to manage technology for a law firm in New York City. So there's a part of me that sings to this. And Christina is one of the reasons that I've been able to do some of these things that I do on my own. People say, Adela, how do you do these telesummits? You know, how do you put this all together? How are you a one-woman show, which I don't recommend to everyone. But in the beginning, the DIY or the do-it-yourselfers like me, and I have a feeling there's a few of us on this call, really appreciate someone like Christina Hills, who has this amazing breadth and depth of expertise and information. And so I'm really excited to have her with us today.
Hey, Adela, it's Christina Hills.
Hey, Christina, great to have you here.
I'm happy to be here. And I wanted to let everyone know that there is a handout for this call.
Fantastic.
So for those of you who are on the line, and we're going to follow along the handout, Adela, so let me tell everyone where that is while we're still getting set up.
Great.
That is at websitecreationworkshop.com/Adela, A-D-E-L-A. I'll say that one more time. Just go to www.websitecreationworkshop.com/Adela, A-D-E-L-A. So I want to make sure you can get there, and anybody else is on the line, want to make sure you can get there as well, because we're going to follow along this note sheet on today's call.
It's websitecreationworkshop.com/Adela.
Right.
And what I'm going to do, just in case, I'm going to slip over to the webcast and just put it up there so that folks have access to it, just in case. Sometimes it can get confusing.
Yeah, and since the lines are open, if anyone's having trouble with that right now, they can speak up and then we can help them out before we get started.
Great. So I will put it at the top. So if you're on the webcast, it's towards the top and you'll see it there. Great. Wonderful. So great. Anyone else want to say hello and check in?
This is Jack from Tel Aviv.
Hello, Jack. Welcome. Great to have you here on this call, too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Susan.
Hi,
from Carol.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that Carol and who else?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mary Grace.
Hello, Mary Grace. Great to have you here. Anyone else? Samir from the UK. Hey, Nancy B. Hi, gang. Home and tired. Excited to listen today and be home. Wonderful. Great to have you here, Nancy B. So wonderful. I know that probably Christina has loads of stuff to share with us today, so I'm going to get us started.
I do, and I don't remember how long this call was scheduled for.
It's scheduled for an hour.
An hour. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll try to...
Can we go over? Is that okay?
Yeah, we should be okay if we need to go over a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, wonderful. So, great. So we are now on lecture mode, so it'll be nice and quiet. So I'm going to get us started off with our connection and an introduction. So if you've been seating all day, it's really nice to just stand, soften your knees, take a nice deep breath, and exhale. Just allow yourself to soften into the moment and just relax into right now. And even though we're going to be on the computer, because we've got these great notes that Christina has put together for us, I want you to stay present and open to what's possible for you around your website, which is a very key piece of your presence, of your conscious business. And I know that Christina is an extraordinary resource for helping you put a very key piece of your business into place. So take another nice deep breath. And exhale. Yeah, and just relax into the moment and to what's possible. In 1 hour, you're going to get all sorts of information that's going to be really key for you to know. And you're going to hear some new things probably. And you're going to probably get loads of information, so there may be questions. And so we'll address how to get your questions answered, because I know that this is probably a very content-rich experience. So let's get started. Our call today is about Get Your Website Built Without Being a Slave to a Webmaster, and our featured speaker and guest is Christina Hills, a shopping cart queen. She's an e-commerce and WordPress expert. She helps small business owners understand and use shopping cart systems, membership programs, and autoresponder systems. And with Christina's training, you can more effectively sell online by fully engaging with your customers and following up with your prospects. Her skills and background are unquestionably technical, yet her style is completely user-friendly and marketing-oriented, and I can attest to all of that because I have been in her website creation workshop, and that's why I'm excited to have her here. Because with very little attendance to her calls, because I was busy running the Self-Care Mastery Telesummit last year when I signed up, I was actually able to, with very limited exposure to all of the content, I was able to put up all the websites that you folks have been visiting, and you can see what's possible.
And Adela, your comments that you told me about that are one of my favorite testimonials, which is, you know, just a little bit of what I have to teach can take you a long way.
Yeah.
And there's even more, you know, there's even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being an alumni, I know that when you take my workshop, you get to come back for free.
I was just about to say that that's one of the things. I've set up my schedule for the next few months with loads of space so that this time actually I can actually attend the website creation workshop again. So that is one of the wonderful benefits, is that as an alumni you can repeat the training, because it is an intensive training. There's loads of information. But one of the things that I love about your training is that there's lots of opportunities for Q&A, and there's community building and all kinds of good stuff. But let's dive into our website creation content. So,
and why don't we say the URL one more time so people can follow along on the screen?
Absolutely.
And that is at websitecreationworkshop.com/Adela, A-D-E-L-A.
Great.
All right.
Yep.
Let's get started.
Fantastic.
So what I want to talk to you about today is getting your website built and why use WordPress. Many people think of WordPress as a blogging platform, but WordPress is used for more than just blogs. What we're going to do is I'm going to talk about, we're looking at the handout, and there's the agenda at the top. So I'm going to compare the Web 1.0 days to the Web 2.0 days, let you know exactly what WordPress is. I'm going to show you some case studies. Then we're going to dive in and create a page in WordPress. I'll talk a little bit about web hosting and WordPress, and social media and Web 2.0 and how you can use WordPress and social media to help build relationships. Then we'll talk about email list, building your list and getting repeat traffic back to your site, and show you how you can sell your products and services from your website. And then I'll talk a little bit more about my workshop. So let's dive into part one. Adela, you game?
Yeah, absolutely. And let's just repeat that again, because folks have a tendency to come in at different points. So I'd like to repeat the site from time to time. Websitecreationworkshop.com/Adela is a handout that we'll be going over during the call today.
All right. So we're looking at illustration number one on the handout. We're talking about, what I'm going to talk about now is the old-fashioned days, and how Web 2.0 is different from Web 1.0. Well, in the old days, we had Dreamweaver, and illustration number one on the handout is a screenshot from Dreamweaver. And in the old days, when you wanted a website built, you'd contact a webmaster, and they'd use an HTML editor like Dreamweaver or FrontPage. And then what happened was, or the way that technology works, is all your stuff is stuck on their computer, meaning at their office or home or wherever your web person is, they have all your files. And Adele, this is a common story I hear where I ask people, okay, you know, you want me to help you, you know, where's your stuff? Oh, my webmaster has it. Well, what about all your pictures? Do you have any of your pictures? Well, my webmaster has it. Well, can you get them? Well, no, I'm having a hard time getting a hold of him. So whether you've had this problem or a friend of yours has had this problem, it's very common to hear, I can't get a hold of my webmaster, they're not returning my calls, they don't make changes on the weekend, and, gee, every time I ask for a change, they charge me a lot of money. So that is the Web 1.0 days where everything was stuck on a computer, and it was really technical. You know, Dreamweaver is not something easy to teach. Well, WordPress came along, and I had known about WordPress for a while as a blogging platform, but when I learned you could use WordPress as a website, whether or not you wanted a blog, that's when I got really excited. Because with WordPress, it is not stuck on one computer. You can access it from any internet connection. It works on Macs as well as PCs, so it's platform independent. You can give separate access to your business partners and or assistants. So I don't know about you, Adela. I don't like to give my favorite password out.
No.
I hate it. Right?
Yeah.
You've got your favorite password. With WordPress, you can create logins for other people who are working with you, and you can give them different levels of access. So if you're listening to me right now and you're thinking, well, Christine, I don't have an assistant yet, you know, I'm just getting started. Well, if you work with WordPress, that's fine. When you bring on business partners or assistants, the technology is already there. You don't have to add it on later. You don't have to go back to your web person and say, well, I want to add this separate login access. It's already there. Another great thing about WordPress is your design is separate from your content. Now, in the old days, if you wanted to change your design or update your look and feel, and you went back to your webmaster and said, you know, I'd like to redo the design, they'd go, oh, lady, that's going to be a whole nother rebuild. And, you know, it was basically you were paying all over again. Well, WordPress is a software, right, and it has been created such that if you want to change your design, that's very easy to do. WordPress is free open source software. And, you know, normally I don't promote free software because it's usually not very good. But because WordPress has been building for so many years and it has the support of programmers worldwide who are continuing to contribute to the software, it keeps getting better and better and better, and it is now the biggest blogging platforms out there.
Christina,
the conferences for WordPress, it's huge.
Isn't a WordPress site the de facto standard now for websites?
I still find old fashioned webmasters who come across people who don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're still, I don't like to use the word suckering people, but there's still a lot of people using the old-fashioned techniques. I mean, I run into people all the time. They're like, well, I just got a webmaster. And I said, well, are they building it in WordPress? Oh, I don't know. You know, so a lot of webmasters are still doing it the old way because that's what they know, and that's their bread and butter. You know?
Well, I don't know, but for me, most of the people that I run into, they have WordPress sites.
The savvy ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That is where it's going. I mean, all of my business associates, myself included, every new site I build is in WordPress, and I'm converting over my old ones
right
to WordPress.
Okay.
Because it's so much better. And you don't need to know any HTML. Yeah, WordPress is the way to go for a variety of reasons, ones that I just mentioned. The search engines love WordPress. It's easy to use and it's very flexible.
Yeah, and the open source. I mean, one of my favorite things are the plugins.
Right.
I mean,
let me just mention what a plug-in is.
Mm-hmm.
A plug-in, for those of you who don't know, it's a what I like to refer to as the bells and whistles of your site. So it's the little doodads, it's the extra things you add to your site to really make it unique to you. So, for example, if you go buy a car, right, you go to the dealership, you buy a car, the car comes standard with, you know, an engine, four wheels, four doors, et cetera. Okay, that's WordPress. That's standard WordPress. And then the plugins are like your sunroof, your leather seats, your chrome wheels, your 5CD changer. Those are the plugins. And some plugins add functionality on the back end that your viewers don't see. And then some plugins add things that your viewers do see that make your site work more custom to you.
Yeah, thank you for that explanation. That's great because that really enhances your website with features that normally you would have had to pay someone to create for you. And that's what's
right.
Wonderful about this open source development that's going on all the time. So
Right. Now I love plugins. I've got, you know, a whole week on plugins that we spend that, you know, working talking about plugins in my course.
Great.
All right, so let's talk about, I want to show you some case studies of some WordPress websites, but before I show you the case studies, I want you to think about what business are you going into. So in order to be successful online, and I think everybody knows this, I'll just repeat it again, you want to find a hungry market that wants what you have to offer and fill that need. So make money as an entrepreneur, you find a market that wants what you have to offer, fill that need. So you need to do your own research to find a niche. I don't help people find their niche. People have to find their own niche. Then you want to either become an expert in that niche or find an expert to work with. You don't have to be the expert, but I believe that you should pick an area that you are passionate about, whether or not you're the expert. So if you're passionate about animals, you could find a veterinarian to work with. You know, you don't have to be the veterinarian. You just have to be passionate about it. Then you want to make sure there are others in the market and then just do a better job than them. So it's pretty basic. If you do that, you will be successful. Now, businesses can have multiple websites or just one website. That's up to you. But when you build a website, and this is what we're talking about today, about creating and building websites, you want to get clear on the purpose of your website. And looking at these case studies will help explain that. So what are you building? Are you building a blog site? Are you building a regular website, also known as a CMS, Content Management System, which is a fancy word for regular website? Are you building an opt-in page site, also known as a squeeze page or a landing page? Are you building a sales letter page, sales letter site? Maybe you're building a hybrid site that's half blog, half regular website, and I'll show you an example of that. Or are you building a membership site? So let's look at some examples. Illustration number two, and I'll just repeat again one more time for folks who might have got on the line late. We are looking at the handout at websitecreationworkshop.com/Adela, A-D-E-L-A, websitecreationworkshop.com/Adela, and that's where the handout is. And my teleseminars are kind of like webinars, but without all the extra technology, meaning I like to look at pictures. If you print it, there's a lot of pages here. 38 pages when I printed it, so you don't have to print it. But I like to be able to kind of do the follow the bouncing ball as I speak. I'm very visual, and I find it's easier for people to understand if you look at pictures. So, illustration number two, that's a blog website. This is from one of my students, a non-techie person who does EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. And that was her just example of her site. Illustration number three, another one of my students, Satori Yoga, And Adela, I don't know if you ever saw this example, but look how beautiful illustration number 3 is. This was a yoga instructor, Mom Techie. And look what she built. Gorgeous. Illustration number 4 is a one-page regular website. This is from christinasresources.com. And I just wanted a place where I could just list all my resources. There's no blog, there's no interaction, there's no navigation. It's just a simple one-page site. Illustration number 5 is a landing page site. It's an opt-in, and that you can find at thewebsitecreationworkshop.com. And there's a video of me there, and that's where I'm telling the story of how I decided to create this course and teach people. And there's an opt-in, right? So the purpose of illustration number 5 and illustration number 6, so look at that one too, the purpose is to collect the names and emails so that I can continue to communicate with the person who comes to my site. And Adela, I don't know if you've seen this illustration number 6. This is part of my Alice in WordPress Land video series. And that's me and my daughter, and we're acting out, we're doing an Alice in Wonderland spoof, as you can see on the white rabbit. And this site, illustration number 6, this is a WordPress site. You'd never know it, because it doesn't look like a blog. It doesn't look like WordPress. Moving on down, illustration number 7, and we'll be, you know, scrolling through rather quickly. You listen as I talk and look at the pictures. Illustration number 7 is a one-page sales letter site, and it was pretty long, so I just took a screenshot of the top and the bottom. And illustration number 8 is a button there to click to purchase and go right to the shopping cart. And you can find an example of that at instanttelesemintraining.com. That's a sales letter example. Illustration number 9, this is my favorite one I love to show. This is a hybrid site. So look at illustration number 9. Doesn't look like a blog. It just looks like a regular website. There's a menu on the left-hand side. This site was done with WordPress with a free design. Adela, look how beautiful that design is. Okay. I did this as a pro bono project for my daughter's dance company, and they didn't have a logo, but they needed a website built to promote their Nutcracker. And look how gorgeous this looks. They didn't have to pay for designer, didn't have to pay for logo, and now they have this website that they can update themselves. And believe me, ballet dancers are not techie people at all. Now, this is what makes it a hybrid site, illustration number 9, look at the lower left-hand corner where it says recent news. That is the blog part. So we're not calling it a blog. We're just calling it recent news. And whenever you enter your name and email there, then you will get on the list, and then when we have news, it will come out automatically to you. And this is a technique that I teach in the course. So you can have a WordPress site that's like a regular website that has a blog aspect to it. So what do I mean by blog aspect? Well, you can think of your blog as your blog. You can think of it as recent news. You could think of it as your newsletter or your tip series or upcoming events. You know, it's going to be different for each person. But it was building this site that gave me the idea, Adela, to teach this course, to be able to teach non-techie people who've been really frustrated by the runarounds that they get from web people all the time. And it's not that, Adela, it's not that webmasters are bad people, and I don't want folks to think that I'm saying they're bad people. They just are not going to care about your site as much as you. And there's no reason to pay a one-hour, $50 to $70 minimum if you just want to change a headline. There's like, there's no reason for that. And the turnaround time.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are many folks like me who get an idea and you want to implement it right away. You know, you can think of a domain name right away. You find a theme that, you know, that helps with your design. And you just want to put it up there. And you just want to get started. And the freedom that you get from being able to do your own website is extraordinary. So.
Yeah. And I love, what I love, Adela, is seeing the transformation that people go through when they take my course, from being frustrated to, oh, my God, this is so much fun. And I tell people who take my class, I say, you know, get out a special notepad or a spreadsheet, because what's going to happen is you're going to start building so many sites, you're going to lose track of where all your websites are. You know, and you're laughing because
true. I know, because that's me. It's like, you know, I have at least, I don't want to tell you how many domain names and how many sites at this point.
Right, right. And when you know, when people hear me say that, their first reaction is, God, Christine, I just want to get one website out. You know, they kind of don't believe me. But I'm serious. You're not gonna believe it, how many sites you're gonna be able to build on your own. Let's keep going along here. Illustration number 10 is an example of a membership site. That's illustration number 10. And you can see illustration number 11. That's a screenshot from my fall classroom of my course. And each time I teach the course, I create a new classroom area, a new membership area, because I'm constantly adding to the course and discovering new things and teaching new stuff to my students. But you can use WordPress as a membership site as well. So you don't have to get any other fancy software. You can use WordPress and have a private members area that people can only get to if they have access. And when you register for my course, if you decide to study under me, study with me, you'll get a username and password into the members area. Illustration number 12, I love this example. This is from one of my students, Dr. Anka Martilog. She took my course. You know, she signed up just because she wanted to build one site, and by the end of the course, she had three built already. And look at illustration number 12. That's an artist site. These are her husband's paintings. It doesn't look like WordPress at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you come and you can see his paintings there, and it's very easy to create a variety of different types of sites with WordPress. And let me just read this quote from her. You know, I was able to do things in 15 minutes that my webmasters made me wait for 6 months. And that's a common thing I hear from people. She said, I've trained with many gurus over the last year over the Internet, but none have given me the kind of wings you have. I haven't had the sense of accomplishment since graduating from medical school after 20 years of schooling. And she, like you, Adela, is one of my alumni who has re-registered to come back for my training. And as you know, alumni, or anyone who's taken my class, get to return at no extra charge for free, even if I raise the price of my course.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, that's one of the best features. It really is. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and my course is starting next week. I just want to mention that to folks. And it is a 8-module online workshop. And plus, Adele, I've added an extra module, Getting Started, kind of a Internet Marketing Fundamental week.
Yeah, I saw that. And I know that lots of folks in my community are new to Internet marketing, so that was another reason. Plus, all the bonuses that you include, they're just... It's crazy, Christina. It's so wonderful because
yeah, I have a lot of bonuses.
Yeah, because there are the pieces that you need, like the shopping cart piece, you know, the ebook, you know, how you sell your ebook, all those key things, the extra graphic stuff. But you'll go into that later. Anyway, continue.
Right. And I install a WordPress website for you, and I'll talk about that
mm-hmm.
also in a bit. Why don't we go on to part three, and that is the steps to create a WordPress site. So I'm going to walk you through step by step. And this is an example, as I mentioned before, of the kind of handouts that I do for my course. Although in the class there'll be PDF handouts. Right now they're just on the screen handouts. But I show pictures and I show you step by step. So let's take a look at this. Illustration number 13 is a screenshot from the Grass Valley Nutcracker. And now you, as the business owner, let's say you want to add a page, you log in on the internet, you get a special URL, a special link that you log into as the admin. That's illustration number 14. Now, illustration number 15, we are inside the admin dashboard. This is what you see as the business owner. Okay, people coming to your site, they don't see this. This is how you access and make changes. And one of the things that I do, one of the ways that I teach, is when I'm teaching people, I'm very specific about what to look at and what to ignore. I'm not one of these people who go, okay, class, now we're going to spend an hour and I'm going to explain every single thing on the dashboard, right? That would be very, very boring. Right? I teach in a way that gets you up and going right away. It's like we get on the bicycle and we start pedaling. You know, you don't have to understand where the tires are manufactured or what kind of rubber it is. You just need to get on the bike and pedal. So that's what we do. I guide you to what to look at and what to ignore. So, illustration 16, right? You come in. And to create a page in WordPress, you go to Pages, you click on Add New, you write the title, you write the content, and you publish your page. And if you're familiar with word processors or Microsoft Word, if you can type, you can, and if you can click Publish, you can put a page up online. And you can see in illustration 16, there's little characters there for bolding, italic, underlining, left, right, justifying, etc. And so you put your content in there, and look at illustration number 17. You've got your content in there, your page. And let's say you found a typo or you wanted to add a paragraph. We're still on illustration number 17. You just stick your cursor in there, and you start typing, and you backspace, and you make changes that way. And then you click Update Page. And then illustration number 18, that's what your site looks like on the internet. So that's what your audience would see. Any comments, Adela, before I move on?
No comments. We've got a few questions, but I kind of would like to... there's one question from Bette Joy in terms of WordPress. She says that it looks a little tricky, so she's just asking, is it really easy to use for Mac users?
For Mac users, yeah, there are tons of Mac users
okay.
using WordPress.
Okay,
in fact,
wonderful.
I'm going to guess most of the developers are Mac people. And I just got a Mac myself, so I'm going to, for the first time this semester, be using my Mac and my PC as I teach the class.
Wonderful. Can we repeat the website again? Because we've had folks just join us.
Okay. The handout that we're looking at as we're going through today's call is at websitecreationworkshop.com/Adela, A-D-E-L-A, all lowercase.
Great.
Websitecreationworkshop.com/Adela.
Wonderful.
All right, let's move on to right underneath illustration number 18. And Adela, I have so much content today. I'm hoping we'll be able to ask a few questions, but I've got a lot to cover.
Yeah,
so
I understand.
Have to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Illustration number 19 is just showing you, you know, an example of one of my students going from an outdated website. Look at illustration number 19. It had a very 1990s look, and she was really, her hands were tied. She couldn't add an opt-in box to her site. It was very difficult for her to use. So she rebuilt her site in WordPress. Look at illustration number 20. Much more professional looking, but still didn't quite have the look and feel she wanted. So look at illustration 21.
Oh, wow.
Right? Same content, but the feel totally changes. And that is what I mean by your design is separate from your content. So you can just swap out designs. And I believe both of these designs, 20 and 21, I think they were both free designs. So in my course, I give you examples of free designs you can use or paid designs. And when we're talking paid designs, you usually pay for about, you know, $10 to $100 one time for a design. So it's not a lot of money. So let me move on. I love that example. Part four, I'm now going to explain about web hosting and WordPress. Now with WordPress, there is a, WordPress is free, but there's the full version of WordPress, and that's what I teach. And that comes from WordPress.org. Does that mean your domain name has to be .org? Not at all. There's WordPress.org and WordPress.com. And I did a little, Bella, I don't know if you saw my Tweedledum and Tweedledee fun video.
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, you'll have to mail that out
to
your people afterwards. It's a very funny, humorous video with Tweedledum and Tweedledee, and I explain the differences. You want to work with self-hosted WordPress. That means it's on your own web hosting account, and you get your own domain name. And illustration 22, I want to explain to the newbies on the line, you know, what the relationship is between your domain name and your web hosting. And I think this will make it clear for a lot of people. Illustration number 22. When you buy a domain name, right, yourname.com or websitecreationworkshop.com, and you go to places, registrars like GoDaddy, you pay about $8 to $10 a year. When you buy a domain name, all you have is the name, and all that name is just the label. You don't have a website yet. You've just saved the name. Your website is hosted on what people refer to as your servers, your web hosting, your servers, the same thing. I use a company called BlueHostNow.com. They are excellent with WordPress, excellent customer service. That's who I recommend. So think of, we're still on illustration 22, think of your web hosting as your house that holds all your files and pictures and your stuff. And your domain name is the label, it's the sign you hang on your house. So if you should decide you want to change web hosting, then you get new hosting, right? You get a new house, you get your files in the new house, and then you just move your sign, your label, right, your domain name sign, to your new house. So that arrow that's pointing, that is when you hear the term point your name servers or change your DNS, your domain name servers, that's all that that means, is get your domain name connected to your hosting. So hopefully that analogy will open up some light bulbs going on in people's heads right now about how that relationship works. By all means, if you get an idea and you want to buy a domain name, Adele, I know you do this, I do this, I get an idea, boom, I go buy a domain name. And I don't necessarily do anything with it yet until I'm ready to create my site. The other thing you can do is you can buy, like, misspellings of your business, and you can have those labels, those signs, right? You can have them all pointing. for the same hosting. Well, one of the things I've done, Adela, is this process here of deciding your domain name and getting hosting can slow some people down. Often if I get an idea, I usually buy about 5 different versions of that idea, and I then decide, well, which one do I want to call it? So because I know, you know, I have that problem of just making up my mind, right? And other people probably have that problem. What I decided to do in my workshop is install a WordPress website for each student. So let's scroll down and look at illustration number 23 and illustration number 24. When you take my class, you will get a WordPress site installed for you. This is your playground area. It's your sketch pad. It's hidden from the search engines, so search engines don't find it. And it's your area that you work in that I help you with in the course while you're building your site. So what's nice is you don't have to do anything. You sign up for my class and you get this right away. You get a WordPress website right away. This will not be your final hosting. It won't be your final site. It'll be your sketchpad area where you get to work things out. So look at illustration number 24. This is one of my students, and that's what her site looked like at the end of the semester. And look at the transformation, and I've got other screenshots down below of what your site can look like and how professional looking it can be. And so I don't want anybody to have a hurdle or have to wait for anything. I want people to sign up for my class and get started right away, because my course is very action oriented. And you, Adela, were so action oriented. You just, you know, you got what you needed, you had a pack my bags moment. You know, and you flew, and that's so exciting to hear. And I'm glad you're coming back, because I've got a lot more stuff to teach you. But it's awesome.
I know. I saw all the videos, and now there's transcripts. There's, you know, there's never a lack of information. That's one thing that I must say about your training, Christina, is that you really – well, I actually heard about Christina first. I'd heard about you as the shopping cart queen a while back, but then – you actually taught, you were one of the instructors in Alex Mandosian's Teleseminar Secrets. And when I printed out your handout for the shopping cart training, I was like, oh my, it was one of those OMG moments. It was like,
right.
It was, and I'm very kinesthetic. And so it was to be able to see and touch and just know, okay, from here I go and I do this and I do this and I do this. So that helped me with my shopping cart. Then that's when I decided, oh, I've got to take Christina's website creation course. So anyway, the documentation is extraordinary in your training. So.
Yeah, and what I like to do is I like to hit people on their different modalities. So what I mean is some people are auditory, like me. They like to listen, so they like to listen to the teleseminar. Some people don't like to listen to teleseminars, or maybe they couldn't make it that day, or whatever. Well, I give you the audio recording. And then I also give the transcripts. So you can, like my husband's a transcript guy. He doesn't want to listen to a call. He just wants to read the transcript. So he's got the transcripts. And other people are very visual. They like to look at pictures like this, like I'm showing you an example today on this handout. So people just print the handout and look through that. And so that's another method. I have mini videos, which are under 10 minutes long to teach a technique, because some people are video people. They just want to see it in a video. So you can learn that way. And then I have interactive webinars, right? Today's a teleseminar. Some of you are listening online, but you're not watching moving video. You're scrolling, but you're not watching moving video. Well, I use GoToWebinar, and in our webinar, we are interacting, and I dive in and look at your project, talk about your business in my course, and that's a really fun part of my class. But I'm digressing here. Let's get back to the handout. Part 5, which is using social media and Web 2.0 techniques to build relationships and market your site? Well, one of the things that makes WordPress Web 2.0, let's look at illustration number 25, is the fact that you can have comments from your readers on your site. So people can comment, and then you can comment back. And if people have their little avatars, and I've got another fun video, and Adela, you're going to have to send all these videos out. I have this Cheshire Cat avatar video explaining about what these little images are. And I like to see people's faces because it helps me get to know my students better. And I just like that interaction. So you can have that on your WordPress site. But if you don't want that, you don't have to have it. It's something you can easily switch on and off. And illustration 26, if you're a little concerned about comments showing up publicly, you can change a setting in WordPress and have comments be moderated so they don't automatically show up. They only show up once the moderator approves the comment. So that's illustration number 26. So I like to think of WordPress as my own social media site. Meaning, and we're going to look at Twitter and Facebook in a second. Twitter and Facebook are the two biggest, most popular social media sites. And I like to think of Twitter and Facebook as a party. And I'm going over to Twitter, and I'm going over to Facebook, and I'm going to the party over there. But what I really want is to take my friends that I meet at these other parties back to my house. And my WordPress site is my house, where they come, and then they really get to know more about me. They can see my products and services and sign up. Well, one of the things I teach in my course is, and we teach this in Module 6, is the social media and interaction. So look at illustration number 27. That is a screenshot of Twitter. And if you're listening to this and you don't like Twitter and you hate Twitter, fine. You don't have to do Twitter. I'm going to teach it anyway for those of you who do want it. Because look at illustration number 28. When you post to your WordPress website or your WordPress blog, however you want to think of it, you can hook it up so it'll automatically post to Twitter. So it will send out a post to Twitter, and that's what illustration number 28 is. And see where it says new blog post? You can change those words. They can say check this out or read this or whatever you want to put in there. And then where it says Facebook and Twitter fortunes, that is the headline. And so that's the headline of my blog post, and then there's a link. So you can connect Twitter to your WordPress site and then use Twitter as a traffic generator. Illustration number 29 is from Facebook, and then you'll see illustration 30. If you have Facebook, if you're listening to this and you have Facebook, this will look somewhat familiar. You can also hook it up so that your blog posts, right, show up, whether you think of it as your blog or your newsletter, your tips, recent events, however you call it. Illustration 31, it shows up on your Facebook wall. Again, another way to interact with people and draw them back to your site. Any comments, Adela, before we move on to part six?
No, that's one of my favorite things about the WordPress, too, is all this integration that makes it so easy and seamless to get the word out about your business. It's just so easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you just hook it up, and then you've got people flowing around. Because you got some people hanging out on Twitter. You got some people hanging out on Facebook. And you want to draw them back to your site. Well, part six is on email marketing. And I spend a module. Module 7 is all about email marketing and list building. And I'm going to teach you how to get an opt-in box, illustration number 32, opt-in box on your site, whether you have it on the center of the page or the right-hand sidebar. Email marketing is another great way to draw people back to your website, because some people, you know, everybody has email, and they get an email in their inbox, and then they get drawn back to you and come back to your site, because the statistics are, for every 100 people who come to your website, one is going to buy, 99 are going to leave. Those are the average statistics. One in 100 will buy from you. So by having an email opt-in box, it's a way to collect their information and draw them back to your site. And illustration 32, that is me. I'm doing a Julia Child impersonation.
Those were great.
They were really funny. And so you can take a look at that later. What I'm going to explain here, illustration 33, this might be a bit of a review, is what happens behind the scenes when somebody comes to your site. So this is pretty basic, but I think it'll be helpful to some. When someone comes to your website, they see your webpage and they see your opt-in box. They enter their name and their email and they click submit, or the submit button. What happens then is they are immediately taken to a thank you page. Thank you for opting in. You know, it might say go check your email for confirmation. There's many different methods. Then their info goes into your database, and that could be your shopping cart account if you're using one shopping cart, or it could be Aweber or GetResponse. There's a lot of different email marketing systems. And the email marketing system looks up, okay, what did they opt into, and it sends out the autoresponder. That's pretty basic email marketing. Well, one of the things that I teach in the website creation workshop is how to do this in conjunction with your blog, the blog part of WordPress, so that it happens automatically, so you don't have to do anything when it comes to broadcasting. So 33 was showing what happens when somebody first opts in and they get an automatic autoresponder. But let's say on an ongoing basis you've got new, updated, current events. Well, with blog broadcasting, you can have that happen automatically. So look at illustration number 34. This is a screenshot from one of my success stories, Tina Cook. And as soon as I published this post online, a blog broadcast email went out automatically. That's illustration number 35. So I love this time-saving aspect of WordPress, is you don't have to queue up an email. You just post to your blog, it goes out, and an email goes out. So for those of you doing newsletters, this is a great way to do your newsletter. You post it on your site. Now you get, it's visible on your site, so the search engines are seeing it, and your newsletter subscribers are getting the emails automatically. Then the other thing about WordPress I want to talk about before we move on to part 7, Adela, is what I love about it, and this will come back to the question that the listener had earlier, is with WordPress your site grows with you. So let's compare illustration 36 to illustration 37. When I first put up, this is my public blog for the website creation workshop, and then my students all have a private members area, which has a lot more information. I just had a logo, and I had 5 pages in my top navigation. We're looking at illustration 36. And then I had a picture of me and then some things on the right-hand side. But look at illustration number 37. I changed my header, and I have not only my logo, but I have also, I put the picture of me up in the header with my little slogan, helping you create your website with WordPress. Then I have two rows of navigation, and I've got more stuff on the right-hand sidebar. So I love the fact that it grows with you, so you can start out and have a professional-looking site, even if you've only got 5 pages worth of content, or even 2 pages worth of content. And then as you add more, you can change. You can add to it. Unlike, compare this to the webmaster method of getting a site built. A lot of webmasters are going to say to you, I'm not building anything until you get me all your content. Right? Well, life doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You know, if you wait till you have all your content, you'll be 100 years old. You know, you need to get started right away. You need to get up, get online, get started, get your stuff out there, get reactions from people, change and adjust. You'll get stuck in perfectionism. That's the problem with the webmaster model. They want everything and they want it right, and then they get grumpy when you have changes. Right? Well, gee, I could add another paragraph in there, or ooh, let me try a different headline. You know, you need to be able to be flexible and on a Friday night get an idea and add a new page to your site. And I know you, Adela, are very speedy and action-oriented, and I'm so glad you are introducing me to your audience so that I can help them be action-oriented as well.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, you know, I say to my clients, perfection is a continuum. Because I noticed that for me, Christina, that was something that really held me up for a long time. I was waiting for my business to be fully baked before I put it out there. And the thing is that your business bakes as you're in it.
Absolutely.
So the freedom and the know-how to be able to put up a teleclass, you know, put up an opt-in page, you know, be able to promote and hook it all up with social media. Just, you know, the ability to put up a website and not have a brand or a logo, but find a really nice theme that fits and that works and that's me. So it was just, it's just been, it's really the biggest word is it's given me so much freedom.
Yep. Yeah, and that's a common word I hear is freedom. And, you know, Adela, yes, WordPress is free. And yes, there's a lot of free stuff out there that you can get already to learn how to do it. But what I bring, what makes my course different is it's not just a course, it's a coaching program. It's an interactive, kinesthetic coaching program where we do it. In fact, I think I bought the domain name Get It Done Workshop because I want you at the end of the semester, right, at the end of the 8 modules plus our bonus module, which is the orientation week, plus I've got other bonus experts queued up to teach us additional things, additional marketing stuff.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about those.
I know. You get into the classroom and then you're like, there's all this other stuff, all these bonus trainings that I have. And you don't have to consume all the bonus trainings at once. In fact, and I'll talk about this a bit, you can download it to your iPod and you can have the audio recordings for later.
That's what I
but,
do. Yeah.
You know, I want people to take action and get it done and at the end of the 8 modules have a website and have that sense of accomplishment. Let's move on to part 7, and then I can go more into some details about my class. Part 7 is selling your products or services from your site. Now, not everybody who takes my course is selling something. I've got a lot of authors, and they just want to promote their book. I've got coaches who are promoting themselves and their coaching services, so you don't necessarily have to have a product to sell. Let's look at illustration 38. This is one of my students. This is a site he built, and there's his $37 ebook for sale on his site. And one of the bonuses I give, I don't think it's listed on this page, it's probably on the next page, when you click the button at the bottom, is I have a shopping cart training fast track. If you want to add your add a shopping cart system to your site, you can do that. Illustration number 39 is a screenshot. You can sell affiliate products on your website. So on my site, I have these affiliate products that I sell. And when you click, when the user clicks and purchases, then I make a small commission. So again, you can get a site up and add affiliate links, affiliate ads, even if you don't yet have your own product to sell. So one of the things I recommend students do is, okay, let's say you're starting from scratch. You're starting a new business, and you love gardening, and you want to start a gardening website, gardening how-to tips, whatever you want. You don't have to have your own products. You can put, you can become an affiliate of other people and then put their ads on your site, and then when people click and buy, make money. Or Google AdSense, and I don't want to teach what Google AdSense is, but it's a way to have Google Ads on your site and make money when someone clicks. All right, so Adela, do you think it's okay now? I know we're almost out of time.
Yeah.
To just talk a little bit about.
I would love to talk a little bit about the course. I know we've been mentioning things here and there, but if you could just give us a brief intro into the course and what it's all about and what it contains.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got people who take my class who've never had a website before. I have people who take my course and they've got a website, but they want to rebuild it. They want to get it out of the clutches of their webmaster. I have people who have a website and they're just going to leave it alone, but they want to build a new one without their webmaster. I've got people who are new to WordPress, brand new. I've got people who've been working with WordPress and have been getting so-so results, but they really want that coaching, hand-holding that I provide in my course. So really, it is a coaching program, and it lasts about 3 months, and we have some break weeks, and we'll look at the schedule in a second. But here's an example. See the before? That's what your student project will look like. Again, remember, each student gets a student project installed. That's the before. And look at the after. Look at the wide variety of different looks and feels of the after. And these are just some of my students. I've got a ton of these screenshots. Here is the class schedule. And let me just speak briefly about the class schedule. We meet on Tuesdays in a teleseminar environment like today, where you hear me and you have a handout. And it's recorded if you can't make it. It's recorded, and the recording is available that day. And then by the end of the week, the transcripts are out for that call. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, we have the Q&A webinar workshop. And those are 2 hours long. You don't have to come to them. It's optional. It's if you're the kind of person who likes the interactive Q&A, then you can come to my webinar workshop. You can come to one or the other, or both, or neither. Adela, I have people who take my course and they never show up for a workshop. Then at the end of the semester, I get this testimonial and a link to their site, and they're like, "Hey, Christina, I just wanted to show you what I did. Loved your class. It was great. I never came to a webinar, but I just watched the mini videos, and I got what I needed."
Yeah, because one of the things that you've done that I really, really enjoyed, I know that I took advantage, especially there was one point where I was stuck with how to add audio, and
mm-hmm.
And so you had a little video for how do you add the audio to your website. And
right.
So you've got so many of these little mini trainings on video that you don't really need to do the Q&As. But if you do, because you like the interaction, or if you've got an additional question, because what I've noticed is that a lot of the questions that I had, you already had a video for.
Right.
Because I guess you'd create videos when people had questions, which
right.
is great.
People get questions, I create videos.
Because then you can, you know, just go for exactly what you need, and in
exactly.
under 10 minutes you can implement it. So,
exactly.
Yeah,
and
I loved it.
Play it, right. And
yeah.
you don't have to show up for the webinar. I have some people who come to the webinars and they don't ask any questions because they're listening to other people. And most people have similar questions. So they're like, ooh, wait, yeah, I wanted to do that too. Let's hear how Christina answers that question.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what's going to happen. I'll just briefly go through this class schedule. We're going to have a Internet Marketing Fundamentals week and showing the big picture of WordPress. This is so I get the newbies up to speed with some internet marketing, you know, productivity tools and just things to make your life simpler, easier, and faster. Module one, then, we're going to dive in to getting your web pages built, and also my team is going to be giving you this week, as you register, my team one at a time is building getting your site set up and getting that info to you. So that in module one, we immediately start building pages. So if you're thinking, oh, no, Christina, I haven't written any of my material yet, you know, don't worry. I give you temporary placeholder copy. You don't have your own yet so that you can kind of block it in. So I like to think of building a website like a painter painting a painting. So the painter paints the landscape, is looking at the landscape and sort of blocks out the shapes and then fills in some basic color and then goes back and fills in shadows and goes back and fills in highlights and sort of brings it all together. That's how I like to go about teaching people how to build websites. You know, let's get it all up and then you can fill the details in later. Module two is the website design. That's a really fun module. We swap out different themes, and you get to look at what your site looks like as you change themes. Module three is the plugins that you talked about, just adding bells and whistles to make your website rock. I'm going to show you how to install plugins, you know, what to look for in plugins. And then we have a break week. It's nice to have a little break week. Module one, two, and three are the foundations of the course. And then module 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 can be taken really in any order. So if you're, you know, not wanting to sell from your website right away, you don't even have to come to module 4. You can skip, and you're not going to lose anything. I don't want people to feel like, oh, my God, I'm behind and I can't catch up. You don't have to worry about that because it's in a members area. It's all online. The course will be there. Even after we end, the class stays open. You can go back for reference. So module four is making money from your site. I've got different techniques for you to use to sell from your site. Module five is adding audio and video to your website. That's a really fun class. We have another break week. And then module six is interacting with users via commenting and social media, like what I talked about today. Module 7 is list building and email marketing. Module 8 is search engine optimization. The search engines love WordPress, and I've got some other tips to make that work for you even better. And then class party, that's an online class party. This is something new I decided to have. It's just to sort of wrap up, you know, look at different student sites, and have a class party. So recapping, I'm just going to recap briefly. I know we're about 5 minutes over. Here's what you get when you take this course from me. Your own student project WordPress website installed. 9 live teleseminar trainings. 18 Q&A webinar workshops. Again, you don't have to come to those. You don't have to come to anything live. You can do this all on your own time. Because I've got a private classroom members area that has everything there. In fact, you don't even have to save any emails, except for the first email with your password. But in the members area, it has the phone information, it has the handout links, it has everything that you need to be successful in my class. Mini videos, as I mentioned, audios on your iPod or iPhone. I don't know if you took advantage of this, Adela. You'll have to do it again if you haven't. If you are an iTunes kind of person and love to get stuff on your iPod or iPhone.
Oh, you did podcasts.
Yeah,
I remember.
The courses podcast. And if you're thinking, oh, Christine, I don't have that, no worries. You don't have to have it. It's just an extra bonus. Because you get the MP3 replays, the webinar video replays, transcripts, and one of the biggest bonuses we mentioned earlier is alumni get to come back for free, even if the price of the course goes up. And Adela, when I sent out the email, registrations open for alumni, they were storming through the door. And that is because we have fun.
Yeah.
It is a fun class.
Yeah.
It is a really fun class. And I have another bonus is there's this, I think this will come out around after the third week, an interactive area for students to mastermind with each other. So it's kind of like my version of Facebook, where you can interact with others. And if you want to, you don't have to. You can stay anonymous. That's fine by me. But some people want to interact with the other students and talk about, you know, oh, you know, you're a massage therapist, I'm a massage therapist too, or you're a coach, I'm a coach too. And so people like to interact. And if you are ready and you've been waiting and you want to get your site built, you can click on that Get Registered for the Workshop Here button. And there's some more testimonials, and then there's another link at the bottom to get registered. So, Adela,
wow.
any comments? And then there's more surprise bonuses.
Yeah, you know, I had forgotten about all the other extra stuff that you throw in. I know that you were including some of the things that I know at the time were really great for me, and that I see that you're still offering, is, you know, all those extra graphics that you use, you know,
mm-hmm.
to pretty up your
mm-hmm.
site. You know, one of the things that's challenging for newbies is setting up the autoresponders in their email program, you know,
right.
getting their ebook up in the shopping cart system.
Right, and if people click that button and get to the next page, then they can see
all those bonuses.
All the other bonuses, yeah. Like
yeah.
graphics, exactly. I have all these graphics, so you don't have to go buy graphics.
Yeah.
I have, you know, coupons, stars, arrows, you know, little money-back guarantee symbols, et cetera.
Yeah, all those fun things that really spruce up your site.
Mm-hmm.
It's an extraordinary training. I feel so lucky that I signed up last year.
right, because the price went up.
The price went up. And the other thing is that you have been doing them. I don't know if you're going to continue doing them, but you have been doing like a spring training and then a fall training.
Right.
Which has been really, really extraordinary. So the opportunity to network, which is always something key for those of us that are up for conscious business, is finding other people like us to connect with. And so the quality and caliber of people, again, of folks who sign up for Christina's things are very resonant. You know, they're open folks, they're people who like to share information, they ask a lot of questions, they're go-getters, they take action. So these are the kind of people that you want to partner with, that you want to connect with. So not only is the training extraordinary, but the kind of people that she attracts to her courses are extraordinary also, which I know that for me that's something really important, is the kind of people that I connect to, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it gets my 5-star recommendation. I will be in the course again this year,
right.
this time.
And you're a walking testament, you know, you've already experienced it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm looking to have even more fun, and because I haven't added any video to my site, and so I'm looking to do that so that's another way that you can look at it. You can get your site up, and then, you know, you can go back to the training and decide, you know what, I want to add this feature, I want to add this element to my website now, and then just go in there. I mean, the course is modular, you know, so long as you've got the first three modules down, then right. you can, you know, it's just like, you know, like a buffet.
Right.
You can just pick and choose what it is that you need in this moment. You can do spot trainings like the videos. You can listen to the podcasts. I mean, for me, it's just so much fun because there's so many ways that I can access your training. You have addressed so many different modes of training that make me really excited and happy because I love the transcripts. You know, I'll print them out and I'll highlight and I'm like, okay, I'm going to implement this. So
right.
there's just
right.
there's so much to the training. So
Adela, I keep learning new stuff.
I know.
It's like, ooh, I've learned this. Okay, I want to teach this to my students.
Yeah, because one of the things, because I know that you've learned this, is the membership stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
And we were talking about that in my earlier call today. And one of the things that I had recommended, you know, for people who start was, you know, a good way, like when you're in the beginning, is a Ning network. But there's nothing like having your own hosted website where you have your own membership area that you can give access to different levels of membership. For example, if you want free access to a certain basic level of membership, and then you have different levels for different price points so that you can meet the needs of your community and you can serve them in a way that's so easy to manage technically.
Right, right. And in my class, when you get registered and you can, if you're ready to get started and if you're ready to get a website built and be free of webmaster hell, you can click the Get Registered for the Workshop and go ahead and get registered now.
Yeah.
When you register, then on the thank you page in the class, there's a little video, and then I have these little series of videos sort of following you along through my registration process. And I'm using WordPress, and I'm using a membership plugin for WordPress, and I'm able to have it. I've got slightly different things that the alumni see and that the new students see. So,
yeah.
So this is new this semester. And it's exciting. It's like WordPress is this sort of rich, has these layers. And for a newbie getting started, you can have a professional-looking site really quickly. But then as you want to go deeper, it's like, ooh, and I can do this. Ooh, and I can do this. And you kind of peel back these layers and layers of more and more stuff. But you don't have to have that all at once to make it work.
Yeah,
Does
you
that
don't.
Make sense?
Yeah, and that to me is the most exciting part, is that you can, to me, this is the quickest way to get yourself up there and running and also be able to build as your business grows. So if you're not on the page that we've been following along, you can go to consciousbusinesstelesummit.com/website-creation, and it'll take you to the page to check out the course if you want to spend a little bit of time on there. And but if you know this is for you, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere. Webmasters charge a lot more money than this, and you'll have the know-how to create your sites for yourself, and you'll have the freedom to implement the things that you want to implement when you're ready to. So thank you, Christina. This was a heck of an education. Folks, whether you decide to take Christina up on her extraordinary offer or not, this has been an extraordinary education on website creation and on all the different elements. And if you're ready to study with a master and someone who's really expert at this content, I can't think of anyone besides Christina that I would study with. So, thank you.
And I just want to let people know the registration is limited because we're starting next week.
Okay.
So, a few days. They only have a few days left.
All right, wonderful. So if this is for you, you know. If you're on the site, you can just click the button that says Get Registered for the Workshop here. And if you're not on the site, you can go to consciousbusinesstelesummit.com/website-creation. And I will send these links in a follow-up email for those folks that may not be near a computer or any writing instruments. So I'm just going to unmute the lines so people can say goodbye. So thank you, everyone, for being here with us, and thank you, Christina, so much for being here at the Conscious Business Telesummit.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Awesome.